The Hoop Heads Podcast is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 41st edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoop Heads Podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. The new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. May's roundtable question is, what is the most underrated skill in coaching? Our coaching lineup this month includes Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Jeff DePelto from the Berkshire School, Tim Jackson, the author of Understanding College Athletics Through the Eyes of College Athletes, Peter Lonergan from Basketball Australia, David McGrail from Penn State Altoona, Matthew Radebard, the author of Lead Like a Pro, Mark Schult from Center College, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Schulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville, and Joe Stasician from Unleash Potential. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoop Heads Podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoop Heads Coaching Mentorship Program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hoop Heads Pod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoop Heads Pod. Hey, Hoop Heads, transform your training this May with our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market. Get $1,000 off any commercial machine in the month of May. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoop Heads Podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoop Heads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Danny Young, the head boys coach at Shaker Heights High School, and you're listening to Hoop Heads Podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improve communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its play bank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball. If you're looking to improve your coaching, please consider joining the Hoop Heads Mentorship Program. We believe that having a mentor is the best way to maximize your potential and become a transformational coach. By matching you up with one of our experienced mentors, you'll develop a one-on-one relationship that will help your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset. The Hoop Heads Mentorship Program delivers mentoring services to basketball coaches at all levels through our team of experienced head coaches. Find out more at hoopheadspod.com or shoot me an email directly, mike@hoopheadspod.com. Follow us on social media at hoopheadspod on Twitter and Instagram, and be sure to check out the Hoop Heads Podcast Network for more great basketball content. Coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn to think the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. I've seen firsthand how PGC camps have had a huge impact on players and coaches that I know, both on and off the court. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com. let's hear from our panel about the most underrated skill in coaching.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoop Heads? This is Eric Bueller at Chatfield Senior High. And this week we were asked, what's the most underrated skill that a coach can have? And mine is probably a cliche one, but I would say the most underrated skill is being a teacher. And that's because I didn't realize that till I became a teacher. And I learned some of those skills that you need to have to make connections with just about anyone and everyone and meet them on a human level. And then it's pretty amazing what can happen in terms of developing your players as a coach. There's lots of other things you can be good at. You can be great at offense. You can be great at defense. You can be great at X's and O's. But like, if you can't teach the game and you can't meet those players on that human level and break it down into bite-sized pieces for them to absorb and consume, then I think it's hard to be a good coach. That's what I got this month. Thanks for having me again, guys, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Jeff DePelto, the Berkshire School in Sheffield, Massachusetts.
What's up, Hoopheads? It's Jeff DePelto from the Berkshire School in Sheffield, Massachusetts. This month's topic is, what is the most underrated skill in coaching? I would say communication and connection with players is a skill that doesn't get talked about enough. There's so many young coaches get into it and they know the X's and O's and they know the skills, but really being able to connect with players and their families and understanding what their goals are and working out to find ways to make those goals connect with your team goals. Those are the teams that I think have the most success, and those are the coaches that have the most success. I know the most successful teams that I've been a part of are teams where I've been so connected with my players, and they've been so connected and understood that all of our goals work together. From, you know, 1 through 15 on our roster, we were all kind of working and communicating and on the same page. Hope everybody's well. Take care.
Tim Jackson, author of Understanding College Athletics Through the Eyes of College Athletes.
The most underrated skill in coaching by far is communication. Communication as a coach is underrated primarily because a poorly communicated idea, concept, skill doesn't allow athletes to grow, to succeed, or even understand what is expected. As a player, if coaches aren't communicating properly, we don't know exactly what is wanted. So the skill of communication by far is probably the most underrated skill that a coach has. It is the most important and also the most underrated.
Peter Lonergan, Director of High Performance Coach Development for Basketball Australia.
G'day, Hoopheads. It's Peter Lonergan here from Basketball Australia. What is the most underrated skill in coaching? I think it's providing worthwhile and succinct feedback to players. We do a lot of what I call global coaching where, you know, we're very broad and we're not specific. I think the modern player really wants to know what impacts them and how they can improve certain areas. So working on those skills to provide really succinct, valuable and specific feedback is an underrated skill. The best coaches of all time do it really well, and it's something that needs to be practiced on an ongoing basis.
David McGrail from Penn State Altoona.
This is head coach David McGrail, Penn State Altoona. The most underrated skill in coaching, again, don't know an exact word for it, but I would just say being a psychologist is one of the things as a coach at every level that you kind of have to have a little bit of experience with. Meaning that every athlete today is just a different personality. Everybody's motivated differently. Back in the old days, quote unquote, the old fire and brimstone coach, the student athlete would just follow along, do what they're told, whether right or wrong, those type of styles were common and usually adequate and successful. Today, I believe you have to be more understanding, and again, like I said, use some psychological tools to know how the different athletes are motivated, because not everybody's motivated the same way. The player that you can yell at and really get into and he'll get out there on the floor, you might not be able to do that to player B. If you yell or get after them, they may, retreat. They may, shell up, so to say. So again, just being a psychologist, just understanding how each player's motivated, their buttons, so to say, and how to push them in the right way is a very underrated skill. You could be a great coach, have X's and O's and all that, and unless your players want to play for you, and unless you can figure out a way to motivate each one of them individually for the betterment of the team, you're going to be in trouble. So again, that would be my underrated skill, for lack of a better word, was also trying to be a psychologist as well as a basketball coach.
Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the portfolio guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your Coaching Portfolio Guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more. Matthew Radebard, author of Lead Like a Pro.
Hey, Hoopheads Nation, this is Coach Matt Radebard. Excited to be here on another Hoopheads Roundtable talking about what skill I believe is the most underrated for coaches today. This is a question I did not have to think very long about. I absolutely believe that it's patience. That's definitely a skill when I look back on my coaching career, my years in college coaching, that I wish I had more patience and that I displayed more patience. And I really emphasize the importance of patience to my athletes. I think there's two ways that patience is extremely important for coaches as a skill. One is having patience for the growth and development of your athletes and team. As coaches, we often have a timetable for the development and the progression of individual players, their skills, our team coming together. And that isn't always possible. It isn't also always realistic once we get into the season. I think having that patience, allowing our athletes the room to grow and develop, and a team as well on their own timeline, knowing that and recognizing and acknowledging that our athletes and team might be doing all the right things, working as hard as they can, and they may not be progressing on that timeline we had hoped for, and having the patience to still see it through, remain optimistic, continue to encourage them, be enthusiastic for their development and successes. And then the other way that I think patience is so important is coaches just having patience for the process. The plays that we implement, the different things we do in scouting, the different defenses we try, developing that positive team culture, all those things take time. And, for coaches, we can often bounce from one thing to the other and not have enough patience because something isn't working as quickly as we had hoped. It wasn't that quick fix that we feel the pressure and the stress that we feel like we need. But having patience, believing in something, continuing to tweak it, adjust it, work through, knowing that ultimately, if we're far better at this defense or this skill or this other aspect of the game from the start of the season to the end, that improvement is ultimately what matters, and it's about improving every day, having the patience to see it through, know that it's going to be gradual, but to be that best team at the end of the season is ultimately our goal. But I think it's what patience is what helps coaches get there, and often the skill that we lack. So thanks so much, Hoop Nation. Glad to be a part of this month's roundtable.
Mark Schultz from Center College.
Hey, Hoopheads. Thanks for having me on the show this month. This month's roundtable question, what is the most underrated skill in coaching? It's hard to call it underrated because I think it's starting to get some traction, but I really believe having an understanding and the ability to create content for social media is a super, super important skill these days. Number one, you're able to help grow your program, you know, promote your players and their accomplishments, whether it's basketball related or not. It's really important to celebrate those things and help to grow your program's brand, and hopefully that can help garner some community support. Then number two, the really important part is, you know, Twitter and Instagram and even TikTok now, and that's where recruits are. You know, if you're a college program, it's important that you put your team's brand in front of these kids' eyes as much as you can, you know, and give them a chance to know who you are and know what your program's about. And, you know, that can really be helpful in the recruiting process. And the good thing with today is if you don't know how to make graphics or make content, you can go on YouTube and find tutorials for just about everything, you know. So it's definitely a skill. It's a skill that takes time, but if you can learn to really master social media and help grow your team and grow your team's brand, those are really good skills to have today for young coaches.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. The question for the month is, what is the most underrated skill in coaching? As part of my job now with USA Basketball, I get to go out and watch many, many players across the country during their high school season and also during their club season to evaluate them. But at the same token, I get to watch a lot of coaches. And I go to a lot of college practices as well as high school practices and games. And I get a chance to kind of evaluate coaches, actually. And a couple of things I would say would be the most underrated skill is, number one is I think communication is really still the most underrated skill in coaching. I think coaches, they're great communicators with the people they want to communicate with. I think we coaches need to be great communicators with everybody, whether it be parents, administrators, players. We just got to be more, be able to be a better communicator, because that builds relationships and that builds trust. The other thing I think is probably one of the most underrated skill in coaching, in my opinion, is the ability to kind of figure out how you want to teach something. We all know what we want to teach, but then how to teach that sometimes I think is lost on when giving that to the players. It's really not what you teach, it's how you teach it. And so if you're organized and you have a plan together of how you're going to actually teach maybe your offense or defense or press or skill, whatever, I think that really is something that coaches need to, in my opinion, that coaches really need to work on a lot in how to teach it. Be organized with your thoughts. I think coaches over-talk too much. I think they try to explain everything and show the players how much they know, which really is not players don't care how much we know as coaches. They just want to get in and be able to play and get the reps in.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville and the 720 Sports Group.
This is John Shulman, head basketball coach at University of Alabama in Huntsville. The question is, what's the most underrated skill in coaching? Thought about it. I think people can teach the game and teach great offense. And some people are better at teaching offense than others. And some people are better at teaching D than others. I think time management's important. I think that's hard. as a head coach. But I think the most underrated skill in coaching is having a feel, having awareness, having a feel when a kid needs you, having a feel when it's time to play wiffle ball instead of barreling them into the ground because we've lost three games in a row, having a feel when we're 4-6 in the league this past year, and instead of killing them, we go to Pyology and eat pizza and go to watch American Underdog and watch a movie. And I'm not saying I have great feel, but just having a feel to when they need to be thumped a little bit and when you need, when you're having a feel and when you need to back off a little bit. Same thing with a player. And I have failed many, many, many times. But I think that's the biggest, I think that separates the good coaches from the great coaches is having feel on how to coach people. You know, it goes back to, are we coaching basketball? Or are we coaching people that are actually playing basketball? So what are we doing? Are we coaching people or are we coaching a game? I'm trying my best at age 55 to coach people. And I think that's what we need to be coaching. And that's the most important thing is coaching people. So having a great feel on people. And when a kid is struggling, I've got three boys. If you really want to learn how to coach, have some children and let your kids be coached by other people. And you'll have a better feel on how to coach other people's kids. Because those, all those kids that you have parents and grandparents and brothers and sisters, and they all want to be valued and they all have feelings. So to me, what separates the good from the great is having feel. And, I know everybody can, you know, everybody can X and O out there, but can you X and O with a kid's brain, you know? And they all say it, you know, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. So I think that still holds true. And I think that's where everybody is weakest. And, listen, Bobby Cremins was not a great X and O guy, but he won over 600 games and he'd be in the Hall of Fame because he had great feel for people. He was one of the best. And, I learned an awful lot. It ain't about all that stuff. So that's my thoughts. Hopefully this helps. And, you know, how do you work on feel with people? You know, I would say the best way to do it is get some old players in there, sit down and make them tell you the truth about your goods and your bads and what you got to get better at. So hopefully this helps. Appreciate it. Have a great spring as we head toward the summer, and make sure it's a constructive spring and summer and you're getting better somehow, some way. Thanks.
Joe's Decision. Unleash Potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe's Decision, Unleash Potential. This month's question is, what is the most underrated skill in coaching? I would say for me, the most underrated skill that I see in all my travels across the country and around the world is communication. Communication is something that is talked a lot about, but specifically, it's probably not taught well enough. Every coach you talk to will tell you we want our teams to communicate better, or we want to communicate better with our teams. And I think it goes from the coaching end back to the players communicating with each other. I think there's a couple of things there that need to be taught better in coaching in terms of communication. First of all, I would say this, you know, and I got this from following, you know, being involved with Coach K and Duke for over 25 years, working his camp, being around their practices, being around their workouts, being around their coaching staff and players. Coach used to always say that if you're not communicating with your teammates, you're being selfish. And I really like that. I like to lead with that because I really believe that is true. If you're not communicating with your teammates, and all you're doing is caring about yourself. And along with that, one of the things I know they always did a great, great job with is not only telling kids or players how to communicate, but also showing them what that looks like. Because I'll be honest, most kids today, and especially maybe with the pandemic, they're communicating less. You almost have to teach kids what to say in what circumstances and what situations. Okay, so just telling kids to talk more isn't going to do it. It's a skill that has to be taught, just like ball handling, passing, and shooting. It's just really, really important to tell kids, okay, this is how you communicate with one another. This is what you say in this situation. And the other thing that needs to be taught is to teach them to talk in specifics, okay, and not just talk to each other in general terms. So teach them what to specifically say in certain situations, whether it's on defense or on offense, whatever the situation may be, teaching them a specific thing to say and how to say it to a teammate. So it's not so much what you say sometimes, and I know working with players all the time, I tell them it's how you say it. Okay, if you're condescending, if you're putting a teammate down by the way you're communicating, there's ways to do to get your message across better by being positive rather than negative. So they're all skills that are really, really undertaught, in my opinion, in basketball today, whether it's on an individual basis or whether it's on a team basis. And as far as the coaching end of it goes, I think that's another skill that coaches have to learn in terms of communicating with their players. Players will tune you out if you're going into long, long explanations and descriptions and things like that. You have to teach and coach in sound bites. So as a coach, you need to, that's another area of communication that's undertaught, is coaches have to learn how to talk and teach in sound bites. Because with today's players, you will lose them very quickly if you're standing there just going on and on and on. They will eventually tone you out very quickly. So that's on the coaching end too. So, and one more thing, and I got this from all of our work with my work with USA Basketball, and it's something a lot of coaches are now starting to do. Where I go, we talk about this, is something called communication circles. So after a practice, and I know I've worked with a lot of different teams and coaches that are now starting to do this, our communication circles is after a practice, getting the whole team together and locking arms or putting our arms around each other in a circle. And we're going one by one around a circle, either, you know, talking about a specific thing regarding basketball, what they did well today, maybe something they could do better, and just go around a circle, and or maybe, you know, saying that individually about themselves, or maybe saying to the person next to them what that person did well today. Okay. And then also, it doesn't always have to be about basketball, just getting kids to talk more to each other, developing those relationships. It could be just anything, any general question, like what their favorite subject is in school, or something about, you know, you didn't know about their family. Tell us something we don't know about you or your family. So they're just all ways to really spread great communication among your team and among your program. And also, you know, teaching players to trust one another and having great relationships is another benefit of great communication. The better the communication, the better relationships, and the more honest you can be with each other. If you're not communicating, having a great relationship as a player or as a coach, it's hard to be truthful with one another. They'll accept the truth a lot better if we have great communication. So, I mean, there's so many different aspects of communication that can be taught and that needs to be taught. And like I said, just going around the country and around the world, I think this is a big, big thing that is very much undertaught today. And it's something that it's a skill. I mean, literally learning what to say and when to say it to one another is a skill. And again, you know, in doing player development coaching that I do today with teams and individuals, it seems like we've even taken another step backwards because of the pandemic situation and kids not being able to communicate as much. They're in front of a screen doing Zoom lessons, or, you know, not even being able to play basketball for a while and not being able to develop that communication and those relationships. So I think it's even more needed today. As a coach, I think that should be one of your top priorities. One of the top things that you need to start teaching your players is communication. Thank you very much.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.